enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hump Day, Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2019. Love it when you are part of the show. You can do it in so many different ways. Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. On Facebook, you can follow us to search for Radio Now and give that a like. And of course, you can always call in. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. If you like all the numbers without any letters, how about 833-563-2539? I went yesterday. I talked about it on the air. If you missed it, you can check out the podcast at joeandalexshow.com. But I talked about, you know what? I am going to get this used mattress. It's only like $300 to $500, depending on how much they're willing to negotiate on Facebook Market. Well, guess what? They weren't willing to negotiate on the price.
Ooh.
But it's cool, though. We actually went to where my wife wanted to go. We went to a place called IKEA, and we're supposed to be having a new mattress delivered today.
There you go.
Nice.
So I can't wait to break it on in, if you know what I'm saying.
With some hard napping.
Yes, that's all we really do is nap and sleep. But yes, I'm looking forward to an arrival time today between 1 and 5 p.m., which means it could be there any time today. By the way, I'm Joe. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
Good. I had my first like significant layout by the pool day yesterday summer.
Nice.
I always think of Memorial Day as the unofficial start to summer. I know that technically summer doesn't start till like mid-June, but anyway. So I laid out by the pool all day, and these girls came in. One of them had a kid, and I just knew immediately looking at that. I was like, they don't live here. Like, they're crashing this pool. And I was like thinking about it. I was like, do I say something? Because, you know, we pay a lot of money to live there to enjoy the amenities.
You did not snitch.
You are such a narc.
So I was definitely aggravated, but I was too scared to say anything. So I just sat there and I was just watching them and I was like, you sneaks. Well, then a couple of the people that work in the office came up to me, and while I was sitting there, and she kind of whispered in my ear and she was like, hey, do you have your pool pass? Because I don't think that the people next to you do. And I was like, yeah. So she gave me mine, took mine or whatever. And then she walked over to them and she's like, hey, do you guys have your pool pass this year? And they were like, no. And she's like, oh, okay. What's your apartment number? And they couldn't answer. They were like, oh, we're guests of somebody. They said it would be fine if we come here, if they're not here. Like, it was so obvious that they were lying. They did not live there. They were just coming there to swim.
How did they get in? Like, do you need like a little pass to be able to even get into the gate?
Or no.
Anyone can just walk in?
You can just walk in. And so, like, during the day, you can. And so they got busted and immediately had to rally up their stuff and leave. And I was just watching them like, ooh.
You guys suck, man. You're going to kill somebody's pool party fun?
Well,
what a bunch of lames.
You think it's
Excuse me. We've got some people in my pool. I'm pool Patty. You need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I mean, I get that, too. It's like, wait a minute. If I'm paying out the butt for money to live here, yeah, I kind of want my little private pool, too.
That's what I'm saying. So that was my juicy drama for the day.
I'm law enforcement here. I need to see your pool pass. Thank you very much. Here we go. Live the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I went golfing and I absolutely stank. But on better news, my sister is officially in labor.
Woo!
I know.
Yeah, push
I'm
it.
I'm so excited. So I can be expecting. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
Oh, they're surprised. This one.
It's a boy.
I think it's a boy, too. I want it to be a boy, but I'm not, I don't know yet, but my little niece or nephew will probably be here within the next, like, 4 to 5 hours.
Ooh.
And I am so thrilled, and I am so excited. My family group text is blowing up right now. We are all just, like, out of body experience every single time any one of my sisters has another kid.
Gosh, I hope it's human.
feeling in the entire world, even if it's not. I'm so excited for a little alien baby.
There you go. Oh,
there's nothing better.
Well, congrats,
I'm
sister,
so
the web girl.
Excited.
There you go. You already take care of kids. You should be an expert on that. Poor chap. How's your day yesterday?
Good. Yesterday was good. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I left here, went straight to my second job because it was my second to last day of training. I was there till like, what, 10? A little after 10. So today is my last day of training.
Ooh. Good.
Yeah.
Yay.
And then I could be making some money.
Yeah, definitely going to be making it here.
Yeah, I know.
No, well, dude, that's cool, man. It's nice to see. I mean, honestly, I think we should all go the first night he works.
No, not the first night.
Yeah, just sabotage
it. I don't
want to
go the first night.
It's just so much. You wouldn't believe how much information and knowledge I've been taking in.
He's
going to
be all
week.
Frazzled and pork chopped out.
But
we got to give him 2 weeks.
That's a Wednesday. That's the Joe and Alex show every day. Pork chops frazzled.
Well, I know, but.
But now there's food involved, so we have to be careful.
Yes.
We don't want anybody to get sick.
Exactly.
And, dude, you wouldn't believe how many different wines there are. And, dude, people that drink wines, oh, man, dude, they know their stuff.
There's 2 wines, red and white. If you say anything else, you're a snob.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
It is. Wine's really basic. We make this way too calm.
That's what we thought.
The tannins, the way they hit my gums. I
pucker.
Can totally.
Tannins pucker.
Oh, I love wine. It's so good. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Hey, we got a lot to get to here in this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Game of Thrones star Kit Harington checked into a wellness retreat ahead of the show's finale on HBO. According to his publicist, he's decided to utilize this break in his schedule as an opportunity to spend some time at a wellness retreat to work on some personal issues. Original reports stated that the British actor who played Jon Snow in Game of Thrones for the past 8 seasons is being treated for stress and alcohol use at a luxury health retreat in Connecticut where he's lived for the past month. Harington reportedly arrived at the center just weeks before the show's finale on May 19th. A recent Game of Thrones documentary called Last Watch hinted at some of the stress Harington was facing as the show came to a close. When asked about the big moment at the end of the show on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, he said, "I was very shocked and surprised at certain events, and then I blubbed my eyes out. I cried." Harington later revealed in an interview with Variety that he sought therapy after finding out the fate of his character. He said, "That was a time when I started therapy and started talking to people. I had felt very unsafe, and I wasn't talking to anyone." In an interview with Esquire, he also admitted to having a full-on breakdown while shooting the series finale scenes. Britney Spears took to Instagram to put those conspiracy theories about her mental well-being to rest. In a 2-part video, she told haters, "You're wrong," in reaction to people accusing her of posting old videos to make it look like she's up to date on her social media accounts.
"For those of you who don't think I post my own videos, I did this video yesterday. So you're wrong, but I hope you like it."
Sounds good.
She is just a little bit not all there, right? I've been starting to get that feeling over the last couple of months. God bless her. Sharon Osbourne told the audience of The Talk that her surgery is booked for a new face in the coming months.
"Oh, Lord, what a question to ask me. My next surgery is booked. It is. I'm having it in August, so when we come back to film in September, I'll have a new face."
Well, you know what, Sharon? You'll be refreshed, darling.
Yes, I'll look like I've used a new cream.
Oh, God. Can't wait to see that. Another reason to tune into The View or The Talk or whatever the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, The Talk. Arnold Schwarzenegger raps in a new song with Austrian singer Andreas Gabalier. The duet titled Pump It Up is an inspirational message about motivation and achieving goals. He raps motivational lines about never giving up and working hard. The 71-year-old also throws in the famous Terminator catchphrases, "I'll be back" and "Hasta la vista, baby." The music video also shows him pumping iron in the gym, cycling around Los Angeles, and old clips of the bodybuilder in his youth.
"Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. If you believe, success will come to you. Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true. Break some rules, not the law. Don't be afraid to fail. You have to think outside the box. I say no pain, no gain. I don't want to hear it can be done. Always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back."
legit, I am going to make a recommendation, even if I'm outvoted here. That should be something we use every morning to get motivated for the show.
Okay, yeah, I'm vetoing that.
It is amazing.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Alex, I know it gets gross, so I don't talk about it all the time, but you're unique, and you said you feel healthy, but you really don't go to the bathroom more than, you say, like once a week, like number two.
Yep.
When you do, is that just natural, or is it kind of forced? Does it feel like you're really straining?
Oh, it's natural.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'm not as concerned for you, but I saw the story, and I thought about you. A woman in Hong Kong suffered temporary amnesia after trying to go poop.
So she couldn't remember things? That's the amnesia,
yes,
right?
Yes. Like she couldn't actually remember things for 10 years.
For 10 years?
10 years?
Listen to the story. A man in Hong Kong has shared the story of his mother who experienced temporary amnesia after exerting herself a little too hard when she was on the toilet. His mom had been experiencing, I guess, some pretty intense constipation, which is miserable, for like 2 weeks. She just could not go. You feel bloated. You feel discomfort. I mean, it's not funny. And I guess, you know, she was really starting to get annoyed by it, and it was bothering her. So she decided, you know what? I'm just going to sit on this thing, and I'm going to try my best and kind of force it out, which, just so you know, seriously, you don't want to force anything too hard. You could really hurt yourself. Like, if you're straining too hard, like, no jokes aside, all joking aside. She was in the bathroom, they say, for a long time. I assume it was an hour or two, trying her hardest to get things moving again. When she finally emerged, her family was shocked to find that she had forgotten the past 10 years of her life.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine just forgetting? Let's just say, you just, even if you didn't go to the bathroom, you leave the studio today, like, you go to get your car, and you're like, 10 years of your life? That's a big chunk. I don't care if you're 100. 10 years is a big part of your life.
And you can't remember anything except you trying to poop. What a crappy life.
Now, good news, Alex. The amnesia only lasted about 8 to 9 hours, but her family was still concerned about her, and they took her to the hospital. Doctors said they found nothing wrong with her brain. They did a scan, but one neurosurgeon did offer up kind of an explanation or a reason for this amnesia. He explained that it was likely caused by excessive force, which she admitted she did, and she exerted herself while attempting to relieve herself for this 2 weeks of constipation. The force she exerted, they say, led to an increase in pressure, like in her brain, like straining.
Yeah, girl, you got to get some milk of magnesia or whatever next time.
Just like Metamucil or something. On a probiotic.
They say that it caused a lack of oxygen to go to her brain.
Yeah, she's holding her breath, pushing.
You got to grunt, right? You got to breathe, though. They always say when you're lifting weights, you got to breathe. Same thing when you're going to the bathroom. You gotta breathe. And they're saying that's kind of where the short-term memory loss came in. I mean, as funny as that sounds, isn't that scary? Because I'm not saying I'm not normal, but I've had a time or two I've really had to push it. I'm worried about what could happen.
I bet she was pushing so hard she looked a little flushed.
Wow. Joe's Need to Know News. Let's do it right now. Pork chop, I'm glad you have another job. We're going to be working at a steakhouse because I don't think you should be getting into a car and having passengers anymore after this video really disturbed me. Police in New York are looking for a Lyft passenger who was caught on camera savagely attacking his driver in the middle of a ride. Have you seen this video yet? It's going to go up online at joeandalexshow.com. I'm sending it to Liv right now.
No, I haven't.
You need to see the video because you can hear part of this news story, but this guy is in pain. He gets into the ride with his mom, and he must have like had some immense pain because he needs to go to the hospital.
So I hate how people are taking Ubers and Lyfts and not an ambulance, first of all.
Well, first of all, you don't always need to call an ambulance unless you actually need an ambulance. If I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die, of course I'll take an ambulance. But if I like broke my leg, I'm not taking an ambulance. I'll get somebody to drive me to the hospital.
Yeah.
This guy did not need an ambulance,
Ubers,
Alex.
Ubers are way less expensive than ambulances. All my friends in college used to say, like, hey, if I get really drunk and anyone wants to call an ambulance, let me die.
Sounds like you're rolling the dice on life doing that.
No, okay, then give me your definition, Alex, of what you should use an ambulance for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I call it for? Just because I don't feel good?
No, when you're super hurt, you need to go to the emergency room.
But that's my point. This guy didn't feel good. He wasn't dying.
Okay, well, what did he do? Because it sounds like he shouldn't have gotten in there.
He shouldn't have done what he did inside of it. He was in pain, and he's like telling the driver, he's like, oh, go pass that car. Like, you know, when you're in pain, you're just not feeling good. You want to get to the hospital as soon as you can. Me, every day after the show, my back hurts. I want to leave so I can get home and rest. Well, he's like, sir, I'm doing the best I can. I can't cut in front of cars. I can't cut people off. He's like, well, I would have taken that spot. And he's like, sir, if you're going to disrespect me, I'm going to have to ask you to get out of the ride. When he said that to the passenger, this is what happened.
Excuse me, man. If you're going to be disrespectful, I'll just pull over right now.
While he's driving
Mariano,
him,
who's been a rideshare driver for 3 years, got a camera not to try and capture a moment like this, but to discourage one. Now he's not sure he'll ever drive for Lyft again.
The guy's still punching him. He's driving. Jeez. The guy's just like, I'm talking like this guy's professional boxer swinging haymaker is going to like knock him unconscious. Jeez.
Dude, do you remember my
insane video?
Do you remember my thing that I told you what I would do in that situation?
I don't. What would you do if like I'm like, oh, I'm in pain, then I start attacking you?
Depending what side they're sitting on, jerk the wheel hard to the right so their head hits the window.
But what if you hit another car?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
And I mean,
he's like, I took out a thing of school children, but I at least stopped him.
I'm pretty good with like controlling my car. At least I believe. So just a quick jerk, like enough of a, you know, jerk and back. Like, I don't even necessarily need to go to the other lane.
Oh, got
but,
it.
But,
okay.
Like, that scares me. This guy had a camera in there not to try to capture viral moments, but as a deterrent. Because if I see a camera, guess what? I'm not talking crap to you. I'm not going to fight. Not that I would fight you anyways, but if I see a camera, like, anybody's less likely
Everyone's
to do something.
Everyone's on their best behavior when there's a camera around.
Well, this guy was just in so much pain. Clearly, he just couldn't handle it. He needed an ambulance.
Police are still looking for him.
Dang. How but did he get away?
He got out. He beat the crap out of the guy and got out.
How
just walked away.
How did he beat the crap out of the guy if he was in so much pain?
I don't know. To be fair, though, I have magical strength. When I'm in pain or mad, I could punch a hole in the wall. So I'm sure he's still in pain, but like it looked like his stomach or his abdomen was hurting him. I don't know what it was.
Kidney stones.
That could be punch-worthy.
That's what I was thinking it was.
This is a photo we've got to share, and usually I don't say, ooh, check out this viral photo, but this is so cool. It makes me so damn proud to be an American, even though it happened in Canada, kind of like a bald eagle thing. But have you guys seen this photo of that's been captured? This guy's just an amateur photographer, but it's of a bald eagle. And it's just above the water. It's like staring daggers right at the person taking the photo, but its wings are just clipping the water, like breezing through.
Oh,
it just makes the
so
hair
cool.
on my arm stand up because I'm so American, it hurts.
But it's not an American bald eagle.
You know what? You don't have to say that out loud, okay? No, but that photo's up online at joanalexshow.com. I think this is great. We had a photographer at our wedding. I don't know. I think it was $1,000 or $2,000, a couple of $1,000 at least for a photographer, right? They're expensive for weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they did a good job, but I know a lot of times, though, people in my life take crappy photos. I have Alex and Liv. I'll give them credit. Only two people I can depend on where they take good photos. Everybody else, I don't understand how they don't know how to focus or adjust it to do it right to make it look cool, but they don't know how to frame a photo. I want this guy, the photographer, is now going to be a selfie robot. Yeah, the robot is called Eva Photography Robot. It recently took wedding photos at a reception in England. It allows guests to send photos to themselves by email or text, high quality ones. The robot has AI software that can detect faces and can roam freely around on its wheels. And it stops and says, would you like your picture taken? Alex, you'd love this robot.
No, I want a human being that has style and flair.
You don't think you can program the robot to have style and flair?
I don't know, but that's just weird to me. We're giving robots way too much responsibility.
No, this is truly amazing, and I think that's so cool.
I'd rather have the robot be kind of like less styled compared to my buddy's uncle taking the photo with his thumb pinky finger that shows up in the camera.
Well, sure, yeah. Anyone would rather that.
That's the worst thing old people do. They always have their finger in the photo. What's that blur at the top? Oh, that's Uncle Mike's thumb or pinky.
Right. What about the angles? Like, will it get down real low and get the good angles high angles?
I bet it could get better angles than humans.
Oh, yeah, with the arms.
I trust
go gadget arms. You don't know what that is, Liv.
Nah, they're taking pictures at our weddings. They're driving us around in driverless cars. They're in our living rooms. They're everywhere.
You think it's watching.
You sound like an old 80 delusional
music.
Person.
You
I know.
Better...
She is the most delusional person I've ever met in my life.
You guys better open your eyes.
God, do you realize how old you sound sometimes?
In 10 years.
No wonder you poop once a week.
In 10 years, you guys are going to say, wow, I wish I would have listened to Alex.
Alex is going to be
that
old
That's never happened in my
grandma.
Life.
Alex is going to be that
Alex as a grandma.
Wait, Alex is going to be that old grandma that's like,
I told you so.
Yeah, they're like, shut the door. Don't let the robots in.
No,
grandkids.
Hurry and plug its battery before it does
She's
something.
She's going to have all of these like weird makeshift things at home that like deter robots.
here's what's going to happen.
Pour
the world's,
water on it.
The world's going to end. There's going to be a robot apocalypse, and my family is going to be the only family that
isn't
brainwashed.
It's gonna be just
you. You guys are going to knock
it. What family?
Yeah, my family, my extended family, that we're all going to be living in the same house, and you guys are going to come knocking on my front door like, Alex, please let us in, and I'm going to say, nope.
You're gonna say bye, B.
Exactly.
I just see Alex like dating a guy, goes over like inside. He's like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's just my Roomba cleaning the floor. Run! Okay, and a few more stories here. Joe's Need to Know News. Beware, there's a cheetah loving squirrel in a park in Seattle that's stealing snacks from kids. Yeah, he thinks it's funny. The female squirrel named Kevin, which makes no sense, will go through zippers, tear through backpacks, strollers, climb into strollers just to get snacks like Cheetos, Goldfish, and Cheez-Its. Alex, are you listening to me? This sounds like everything you eat.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's got an issue. Our reaction to Kevin is kind of mixed. Some think it's cute, while others say, this is dangerous. Well, we need to put Kevin down.
It's dangerous if you touch my Goldfish crackers.
Oh, man, don't mess with Alex. And finally, this is kind of cute. This is what I would do if I was a kid. Remember when you were young, you had to sing in school, like at a play or something. You'd sing like a little program. Nothing major.
Yep.
These kids were supposed to perform. It was actually all cousins. They were in Buffalo, Wyoming. They were going to do a rendition of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And then one kid just apparently decides to take it to a song he likes better. Do you know what song it is?
Yeah. It's the march of the
Is that Star Wars or something?
Yes. The one, like one of his cousins is trying to do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and then he's like,
Did you say this was at Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, I did not say this was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Did he not?
He said Buffalo, Wyoming.
You were hungry. You were hella hungry this morning and need to eat before the show starts.
I thought you said Buffalo Wild Wings, so the whole time I was like, that's so weird. I've never heard of a school doing a performance at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, God. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all this out, minus any Buffalo Wings, online at joeandalexshow.com. We have got quite the show for you. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up in a few minutes, what we're into. Tell us what you're into. It could be music, food, fashion. Just tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. We'll get to some of those when we get to that. Also, are women happier with or without this? I'm not saying it's necessarily right that they do, that they're happier without this, but I agree. I think it's actually true. That's all coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So the World Health Organization has just officially classified work burnout as a new disease. We just talked the other day about how they also said that, hey, video game addiction is a real disease, which means insurances could help cover that for treatment, but it's a real thing people could see their doctors for. That means by 2022, doctors will be able to diagnose burnout, and in theory, they can prescribe treatments and insurance companies should cover that. So what is burnout? Here's the official definition. It is, quote, chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. And the three symptoms, they say, are exhaustion, feeling negative, and cynical, or detached from your job and less efficient and effective at your work. Why are you laughing, Pork Chop, producer Pork Chop?
Because I feel like that's going to be 99% of the U.S., no?
So do you think 99% of the U.S. suffers from what you could call work burnout? Or is everybody just a bunch of like sissies and pansies and we're coming up with something new? Or is this a legit thing that people really have? 833-JOE-ALEX, because I think it is. I mean, I think we all have different levels of things, but I think there are some people. We have a coworker, Jules. I don't know if she's suffering it from or not, but I can see her. She's been busting her butt behind the scenes here at the radio station. We finally have a new boss, which is awesome. We're all happy about that. But even when we had an old boss, she was carrying all that workload. If anybody would have work exhaustion, it would have been her. Now, I don't know if she feels that way, but I feel like it is a real thing. What do you guys think?
I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know if I would say it's a medical disease. I just think
what
that
would
it's
you call
a,
it then?
It's just like it's just a symptom of life. I don't know. It's just something that you go through periodically in life, is having a job that you're not super fond of.
So they are specifically saying the word disease, Joe, or just like a condition?
They're saying here that it is, let me look again because I want to make sure, it's a new disease. Yes, the World Health Organization officially classified work burnout as a new disease. Let me Google the term disease and make sure I fully grasp this, but go ahead. Let me hear your thoughts.
Well, because I was going to say, like a disease, I almost feel like is something that's kind of like out of your control to a sense, you know, like cancer. Is a disease.
Let me give you the official definition. Disease. A disease is a particular abnormal condition that negatively affects the structure or function or part of all organisms and that is not due to an external injury, like, you know, breaking something. Diseases are often constructed as a medical condition that is associated with specific symptoms and signs. So to me, according to their definition of disease, this could be a disease.
Interesting.
That's very interesting. I feel like almost anything could be a disease then, not just this. I just feel like it's a little extra saying it's a disease. If they want to say maybe it's like a mental health phenomenon right now in our society, I could even be like, okay. But like,
people have hated their jobs for years. This isn't new.
Well, no, I know that. But I think that with social media, I think that more people are comparing their lives to other people and everyone's like, oh, I'm stuck in a cubicle instead of like being an influencer and like traveling the world. So they hate their job more. Whereas like 20 years ago, it was just expected that you would have a job in a cubicle. That was just the standard.
Joe Alex is 833-563-2539. Thank you, Liv, for that. Taylor's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Yeah, so about 4 or 5 months ago, I came down with what I thought was just an average cold, and I went to the clinic. They tested me for strep because I had blisters and fevers, and they said that it was actually just probably work burnout, and that was because I had worked about 150 hours that week.
Oh, holy cow.
Geez. Yeah.
Wouldn't that just be like exhaustion? Like the word work burnout, though.
But that's one of the symptoms, Alex. Exhaustion, feeling negative and cynical or detached. So, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. But I think, I don't know. Are there people that are dramatic? Of course, you're talking to one of them. But I also think at one point in my career, or not now, I used to have work burnout because I'd do 12, 14-hour days just to get myself into radio. I did like two full-time jobs for one pay.
Yeah, I used to work close to like 80 to 100 hours a week when I first started here in this job.
You do like 10.
But if anything, I felt like I was pretty happy. I feel like I was probably happier then, you know. I was very tired. And like very, very tired. But when I was at work, I feel like I liked it. But a really wise guy told me that you should like two out of three things with your job. You should either love your pay, love the people you work with, or love the job that you do. You should love two out of the three.
Hold on a second.
You don't think that's right?
I was just checking how many out of those I had.
Because my friend hated the job that she did, but she absolutely adored the people she worked with, and she loved the pay because she got paid really well.
Have you ever, Alex, in your career, felt this, quote, work burnout, where you had any of these symptoms? Did you ever feel like you had exhaustion? Did you ever have, like, a feeling of negativity or maybe detachment, kind of cynical?
Yes.
Have you ever had that?
Yes, absolutely. I just chalked it up to hating the job. I didn't chalk it up to a clinical diagnosis.
Do you think, like, that's what I'm saying, like, I just wonder sometimes with you in therapy if you think that, like, having a diagnosis or of the disease like that, like, it's a stigma, like it's a less than person, like there's something broken about you, like there's something wrong with you.
No, oh my God, no.
No, that's what I'm asking you.
No, absolutely not. But work burnout, I just think that's like, it's just not, you're just not liking your job. That's it. Like, you just have to find another job if that's how you're feeling.
Hey, let us know on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And Facebook, we do that to search for Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Make sure you follow us, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. We like to share different things that we're into, kind of, you know, let you know about it. By the way, we put a swipe up link in all these so you can check them out. Follow us on Instagram. Just search for Joe and Alex Show and give us a follow. I'll kick things off. This week, I am into something which is absolutely delicious. It's not too bad in calories either, so it's not going to totally kill my diet. It is called Mimo. That's the company. MY/MO. It's mochi ice cream sweet mango. It is kind of like a little ice cream wrapped in a sweet, soft dough. It's 110 calories per serving. There's six of these little balls in a little bin. You get them frozen.
I've seen those.
Have you tried one?
No.
Because I tried, like, my wife got a mint kind. It was like our green tea kind. Tasted like booty.
Ew.
No, thank you.
Yuck.
Not a fan of that. But this kind, the mango, I could handle the mango. It was dang good. And it's a treat. And 110 calories is not terrible. I mean, dessert's dessert. None of it's really good for you. But I really enjoy it. I kind of found it just sifting through the freezer when my wife brought it home. And that's kind of what I'm into this week. Alex, what are you into?
Oh, I'm so excited to share this with you. I found a book that I read in 2 days because it was that good. I have not ripped through a book this fast since, I mean, for years. I feel like it might have been 6 or 7 years ago the last time I read a book this way. And this book has a 97% positive rating just from Google reviews. So that should tell you a lot. Like, everyone is loving this book right now. It was just written last year. It's called Verity by Colleen Hoover. And it is about a chick who is a writer, and she ends up being asked by this other writer's husband to finish this other writer's series because she gets, like, super injured. And so she can't finish writing her book. So this chick is, like, asked to come over and stay at their house and start finishing this chick series for her while she can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And what goes down is so freaking juicy. The twists, the turns. It's not scary, but it is suspenseful. The category is, like, romantic thriller suspense. I am telling you, you will read this book so fast. If you have a flight coming up or you just want a new pool read or whatever, this is it. I'm very excited. And even I blurred out the cover yesterday and posted that I was reading about this on my Instagram story. And so many people replied. They were like, is this Verity? Because everyone knows how hot this book is. This book.
Is it Verity or Variety? I'm
Verity,
just
Verity. V-E-R-I-T-Y. And this book, I am telling you, in the next probably 2 years, it's going to be made into a suspense thriller movie because it is that good.
Is there anything illegal that happens?
Yes. Well, sort of.
I might actually read this because the way
it's
you're
selling
it's
not scary. It's not scary to where, like, if you're not into scary things, you couldn't read it. You could definitely read it.
Have you finished it?
Yes, I read it in 2 days.
Well, then I might ask if I can borrow it.
Okay, I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
Okay, I might actually start reading.
$5 a day.
I am very excited about it, and then you can tell me what you think. I'm very excited because the last couple times I've given book suggestions on the show, I've gotten tons of DMs, people telling me that they read it, and then they said, this was a great recommendation. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I should start a book club.
Look
so,
at you, you little bookworm.
I know.
Here.
So you should swipe up on Instagram at Joan Alex Show if you want to see the book Verity by Colleen Hoover.
Thanks, Alex. Liv, what are you into?
Okay, I'm into this song, and this is the second week in a row that I'm into a Vance Joy song, but he is just my favorite artist in the world right now. It's called Fire and Flood.
I'll be lying right beside you, counting sheep. Anywhere I go, there you are.
Such a typical Liv song.
There you are. There you are.
Here it is.
You're the fire and the flood. And I always feel you in my blood. Everything is fine.
Yeah, I'm not hating. Vance Joy is legit. It's just funny to watch Liv like lip sync along to it. She's just so into the song.
It speaks to me so much, and I'm not joking. When I like a song so much, I like violently dance to it, and that's how I dance while I'm driving too.
I feel hurt watching you dance.
And it, like, I think people look at me on the road and they're scared for their lives because I just go so hard.
I would be. Is that how you got into your last accident? You just were vibing out to a Vance Joy song?
Honestly, probably.
You can see all of the things that we're into this week. Just go to Instagram, type in at Joe and Alex Show, and swipe up on our Instagram story.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lamar Odom told The View yesterday that a interesting person, Dennis Hoff, who is the late owner of the Nevada brothel where he overdosed back in 2015, tried to murder him.
Yeah, I think Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Bronx, I don't know what he had against me, but I didn't do drugs that night, to be honest with you. Right. So I don't know if he tried to poison me or, I don't know what he had against me or.
You think he poisoned
you? He tried to kill me. We almost succeeded, though.
Here's my thing. Maybe that's true, but it's easy to say that when somebody's dead and they can't defend themselves. Would he actually say that if he was still alive?
The entire thing is pretty wild. That, if you don't remember, when he overdosed at that brothel or whatever, like, he was on the brink of death for many, many, many weeks. Like, that was a few years ago, you know, well, it was 2015.
It wasn't that long ago.
People didn't know if he was going to survive. I don't know if you remember that. He talked about his new book or whatever, his memoir, and man, is it juicy. This is another book that people are going to want to read because he talks about a lot of stuff in there. He mentions a lot of famous people. Khloe Kardashian, of course, his ex-wife, her entire family, ex-girlfriend Taraji P. Henson. I had no idea that they dated. Kobe Bryant and owner of the Mavericks, Mark Cuban. Lots of scoop in that book. Disney Channel star Christy Carlson Romano opened up about her battle with depression and self-harm in an essay for Teen Vogue. The Even Stevens actress said due to her acting job, she had very few friends her own age and lacked the ability to communicate her emotions effectively due to her insecurities with being different. She said, that's when a tape inside my head softly began to play, telling me I wasn't good enough in either the normal or entertainment world. This helped bring on her depression. And then at 19 years old, Romano soon found herself experimenting with forms of self-harm. She said, I tried to scratch my skin with my fingernails because I was too scared to use an actual knife. Janelle Evans from Teen Mom 2, along with husband David Eason, have lost custody of their three children temporarily. After Eason shot and killed their puppy, Child Protective Services investigated the couple and ultimately led to a judge deciding that Janelle and David are too at risk for the children to be safe in their care. The children, 4-year-old Kaiser, is with his dad Nathan, 9-year-old Jace is with Janelle's mom Barbara, and the couple's 2-year-old Ensley is with Janelle's mom also. Sources say Janelle is stunned by the ruling and David is the one at fault for this outcome. And the Jonas Brothers are set to release their first memoir. Nick, Joe, and Kevin signed a book deal with Macmillan Imprint and friends to release the book Blood. The memoir will detail their origins as a band, their rise to stardom, the secrets behind their breakup, and their recent return to the music scene. Blood is set to hit bookshelves on November 12th. Coming up in less than an hour, Ellen DeGeneres opened up about her childhood abuse.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
So, women are happier without kids. I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. According to a new study by a behavioral scientist at the London School of Economics, the happiest people overall are women who aren't married and don't have kids. They also live longer than married mothers and are healthier than them. He found that even though there's a lot of social pressure to get married and have kids, all the data shows that's not what's actually making women the happiest in their lives. He found that married men, though, are happier and live longer than single men. So for guys, it's good to get tied down with that good old ball and chain. But women, you're happiest, Alex, probably right now.
I feel like this might be true temporarily. Like, I believe that this research is true. I believe that right now we're in a society that isn't placing a big value on children. And so I think what's happening is that women are, well, people in general, but especially in this case we're talking about women, we are, instead of putting a value on giving life and creating children, we are compromising them or exchanging children for cheap substitutes. And so temporarily, we're like, wow, well, I love just, you know, focusing on my career. I like putting energy into my pet. I like putting energy into things. You know, I have a nice car. I have a nice house. I have hobbies that I enjoy doing. I love working out. We're putting all of our focus and energy into things. But these items or these things or your career, these are things that like cannot give you unconditional love or give you the opportunity, I should say, to give unconditional love to them. So like you're never giving yourself the opportunity. Like the point of unconditional love is that you're putting your faith into something that it could betray you. But like that's an exercise as a human being to still love them unconditionally anyway. And that's what we do with children. Your dog is never going to betray you. You know what I mean? Like things like that. And so when we just like Seattle right now, they have more pets in Seattle than children. So there is in
they
society,
have a lot more things in Seattle than they do children.
Well, oysters too, probably pot. But like, I just feel like we're living in a society where we don't put any value on life in the beginning, and we're not putting value on life in the end. And then people are just using all these cheap substitutes. And long term,
so do you
long term we're going to see really really detrimental effects of this in society?
Do you think you'll be happier than one day when you're married and have kids? Do you think you'll be happier than you are now, single Alex?
Yes.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl. What do you want to say?
I feel like that is a very obvious question, I feel like, for Alex, because she talks about wanting to have a family and, like, wanting to have a husband, like, so bad. Like, that's her number one priority. That's just what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like, and this is coming from someone who, you know, very much so enjoys not having kids right now, but I do feel like she is right, because I have friends who are like, I don't know, you know, if I'll ever want to have kids, because they enjoy being able to be selfish, and they enjoy being able to take trips that they want to take and spend their money on things that are just them. But I do agree, like, in the long run, you being surrounded by a family that you have created, and is that, like, you know, they're little, like, spawns of you and, like, your loved one. I feel like there's no greater joy in life than that, when that comes up. So, like, yes, maybe right now you're happier spending money on, like, trips and just, like, being able to be selfish and focusing on you. But in the long run, not having a family, I think, is going to, like, make people really sad one day and, like, regretful one day.
I mean, I can see where that's coming from. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but maybe everybody's different. I got a friend that she's 45 and she never wants to have kids, and maybe her life would be different. She'll never probably know, because she isn't going to have them. But she's like, I am so happy just the way I am. Like, I don't want that. And I don't know. Everybody says kids are great, but then you hear about moms after having their kids. There's so much that they suffer with. There's a lot of pressure on them. Is that maybe a good thing not to have the family, not to have all that stress and that pressure on you, if it really negatively impacts you?
I think maybe day to day, people who don't have kids and people who are single, you know, moment to moment might be happier, just because kids and a marriage brings a lot of stress. But I think your overall happiness, and, like, when you, like, look back at your life, your overall happiness is better.
Allison's on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Maybe you actually have been on both sides of the coin too. But Allison, what did you want to say?
I think that it's different kinds of happiness. Like, sure, there are times that I wish that I could go back to my early 20s and, you know, when I didn't have a care in the world and, you know, go out drinking with my friends. But now, you know, I'm 30, married with two kids, and it's a completely different kind of happy. Yes, it's stressful, but at the end of the day, you know, there's nothing better than hearing, I love you too, Mommy, before bed.
Okay, so that's your experience right there. Do you think that you're alone, or you think other people are the same way? Because according to the scientist, he says women are happier because all the stress that it brings. I mean, of course, kids are awesome, but there's all kinds of stress that goes along with that.
I don't think I'm alone at all. I don't. I think the majority is going to be with me on this one.
All right, cool. And I kind of feel like it's the same way. I find it interesting that that's what the scientists out of London claims. Their research shows that. And obviously, it's anything that's in life. It's social pressure to have these things and to do those things that make you feel that way. But I just was wondering if there's actually anybody that listens to the Joe and Alex Show, like, you know what? I kind of was a little bit happier.
I think I would be interested to see what the research of this shows in the next 10 to 20 years, because if you look at places like China, who put a ban on families, they could only have one child. They had a one child per family rule. So people were killing their children and leaving them in the woods and all this. Their orphanages were overfilled and all this stuff because there was a law that you could only have one child. Now they're experiencing, now they've upped it to now families can have two children per family, because they're experiencing all these population problems and all of this kind of stuff. There's been all of these effects on society now, and that law that they could finally have two children per family was just changed in the last couple of years.
Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hi. When I was younger, like in my late 18s, I was like, I'm going to be married by 20, 21, have three kids, and just be super happy. And I'm 27, and I'm married, and I don't know if I ever want kids. I finally, growing up, I grew up into who I was and became who I was as a person, and I love just being by myself and with my husband and just doing what we want to do. Now, maybe one day down the way, 5 years from now, I'll want kids. But as of now, like, I'm happy. And I don't think I'll ever suffer from not having kids because he has two kids. So, I mean, maybe one day, but maybe not.
Well, if he has two kids, I kind of feel like you have kids then. You know what I mean? Like you didn't birth them, but they're there.
And I don't think, let me just say this. I don't think that every single woman has a calling to be a mother. But I do think that there is a warped thing going on in our society where they're making women feel like children are burdens and not blessings. And that is going to have some very, I think, negative long-term effects.
Hey, Lindsay, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Where do we have this up on social media so people can continue the conversation?
Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
God, that mic sounds terrible. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. When did you lose your ish? I mean, you're like, you know what? Time to freak out a little bit. I got a couple of stories we can all talk about in a second, but 833-JOE-ALEX. I would love to hear from you whether you admit it, you know what? You kind of lost your cool. You kind of got a little upset. Maybe you yelled at somebody or screamed. Maybe you flipped something at work, walked out, quit, whatever, because, this weatherman was doing a forecast. Actually, he hopped on TV doing like a tornado watch and warning in Ohio. There was a lot of tornadoes everywhere across the Midwest. And here's audio. Now, there's a problem, though, because it happened during The Bachelor.
It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous. New tornado warning here. Oh, that's the same one we had.
I get it.
What do you mean you get it? Like, he brings a point. These people need to get their crap together and stop complaining.
Yeah, as a major fan of The Bachelorette, I completely understand. Of course, I was upset, too. I wanted to watch the show live. But people's lives are in danger. What he's saying is correct. Like, come on. I watched it on Hulu yesterday because it got interrupted live the night of. It's not that big of a deal.
This happened earlier in the week, too. I don't know if there was audio of it, but some guy complained about, like, during the NBA Finals, some guy in, like, New Jersey, when it was over in, like, on the West Coast. It's like, bro, chill out. There's, like, a storm, a tornado in your area. I love my wife, Lindsay, but I'll call her out for this. She gets so mad, like, because sometimes the coverage area of a TV station that they cover is massive. Sure, it might be 50 miles away from you, and it probably won't hit you, but there's still a bunch of other people in that area that could be impacted by it, so they have to hop on during that show or that event, and they have to cover it.
Right.
I'd rather have that little inconvenience than die.
But do you think you should have, like, ignored it and, like, stayed professional?
No.
You don't think so?
See, I'm about to lose my mind because, like, we have, like, technical issues with, like, mics around here sometimes. I lost my ish at work before with the heat being so bad. Like, I have tons of stuff. I cannot keep my cool. I just have to let it go. And I'm glad this weather guy did it because he brings up a thing about safety. His point's really valid. He didn't get in trouble, and I don't think he should have.
See, but you can be, like, fired for something like this. So I had a friend who was a bartender, and there was a, like, customer who would just, like, keep kind of, like, talking to her and, like, wouldn't stop. And, like, it was acting like they were, like, best friends. And she was like, dude, I have another job to do. And, like, he would do this, like, every week. And then finally, like, one night when he was doing it, she was like, look, I am so busy. I know you sit at the bar so you can, like, talk to the bartender and everything like that. But I am so busy. Do you not see how busy I am? You are making me bad at my job and making me lose tips at other people's tables. Like, you need to stop and, like, respect what I'm doing.
Wow.
And she got in so much trouble
at
work.
Yeah, of course she did.
So much trouble. But, like, he was affecting her job.
No, if you're a good bartender, you learn to tune that out.
Yeah, but, like, he wouldn't stop talking to her.
That's
and she
fine.
Couldn't leave the
If you're
leave.
Busy, you can't, you don't hear it.
You just stop. You just
out.
Ignore him.
Yeah.
Maddie's on the Joe and Alex Show, and you lost your ish where?
I used to work at Wendy's, and my manager was just getting on my nerves and aggravating me after I nicely told him to please leave me alone, just let me work. And then finally, I just lost it. I cussed him out. I threw my hat down. I flipped over trash cans, and I walked out.
Dang, girl.
Oh, my God.
Did you take any spicy nuggets or, like, a Frosty with you? Like, I quit.
No, but he got fired and I came back to work the next day.
Oh, wow. That does not happen that often. That's pretty crazy. Hey, Maddie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. That's an example of kind of losing your ish, you know, your stuff at work. You're like, I can't take it anymore.
I did it once.
Wait, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
If anybody that I could think of, Porkchop, our producer here on the Joe and Alex show, is the most calm, mild manner, the guy that sits like the meme where everything's on fire and he's like, this is fine. Like, that guy, there's no way you've ever lost your ish.
I don't know if I want to say it.
Oh, I totally want to hear it because I think you're lying.
All right, no. All right, so I used to produce a morning radio show in a certain city, and I had a certain host who just had the most ridiculous list of things for me to do before he came in.
Like what?
Empty the trash cans in the studio. Make sure the studio is set to exactly 72 degrees. Make sure...
Is this our buddy Evan?
No. Okay. Not him. Make sure, like, this is clean. And, like, just a whole bunch of ridiculous things. I would have to come in so super early, and he would come in at the latest absolute possible second. So our first talk break in the morning was at 5:02 and 30 seconds, and he came in at, like, 5:02. But the song ended early, so I just went right into commercials, and we missed our first talk break. So he came storming in, Porkchop, why are we in commercials? I'm like, because you're late, and we missed our first break. And he started saying, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? Did you do that? And then, like, he started telling me that he's like, I'm not late. And then he used the slang term for a gay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Horrible. He sounds like a freaking nightmare.
Yeah, so I used the 4-letter word and left. I went home.
For a person that sounds like duck.
So
okay.
Is that it? Like that you just quit or
no,
what?
I went home and my boss called me and told me that you can't leave the battlefield. So he said to come back.
Ooh,
so
that's
I came back. And that was bizarre because I never drive during morning traffic. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And I was like, imagine if all these people are listening. Anyways, so I went back to work, had to work with him. And then I told my boss everything except that he called me the slang term for a gay.
You got him fired.
Would have said that.
Yeah, I know. But
why didn't you say that part?
Just because I'm not the kind of person. I wasn't trying to get him fired. That's not my thing.
Right, why so not?
He tried to get himself fired by calling you a word like that.
How was it after that? Super awkward?
No, I was as professional as possible about it. Kind of just ignored it. Totally.
Yeah, exactly. He's in denial, Liv. It was probably horrible tension.
No.
Probably felt like crap.
No. Well, I mean, maybe, but...
See?
I mean, maybe, no, but, you know, that's what you got to do is do your best to ignore it.
Got some tweets that I think are interesting at Joe and Alex Show. Brittany said, I lost my cool on a client one day. She continued to argue with me and scream at me, so I basically went off on her. I felt horrible because that's not me, but she wasn't getting her way and I was done with being yelled at. That's true. There's just only a certain point where you could be yelled at. You're like, you know what? Let's just stop this. This is going to be... And you ever been in that situation? Because I have when I've lost my cool. I'm like, oh boy, we're losing the cool here. We're definitely not going to be able to put this one back in the bottle. It's like squeezing toothpaste. It's like, well, let's squeeze the whole roll out now. And then right here, we had another tweet. The presidential alerts bug me. Now, those don't happen that often.
But ever happen.
I would, and this sounds terrible. It's just because I have to get up so early. I think they're very important, so don't come at me saying I'm a terrible person. I hate when we get like Amber alerts at like 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning just before we're supposed to get up. You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it does suck.
Yeah, I'm
you
like,
got to.
I totally get it. I'm just saying, like, that kind of gets me a little agitated.
See, that doesn't really agitate me. Like, I know it's annoying, but I'm like, dang.
I turn mine off so they won't wake me up.
What?
Like, if it's happening during the night, yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
Wow, learn something new here
so
on the Joe
and Alex
show.
So be more tech savvy. Whose fault is that?
You should also be sleeping with your phone on the moon.
The moon.
Yeah, like, that's what I call it. Do not disturb.
Oh.
Okay.
That's probably why you can't nap or sleep at night, because you keep your phone not on do not disturb, so you hear every notification. No wonder you don't sleep.
I keep it under my pillow for warmth. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show. So glad you're here on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX, why couldn't you walk at graduation? Is there anybody else out there here that listens to the Joe and Alex Show that maybe you did something, or as a friend, or, you know, your niece or your nephew, just being a dummy, a little temporary lapse in judgment, and it ended up impacting them not being able to walk at their graduation? 4 high school seniors, they're girls in Fort Collins, missed their graduation ceremony over this past weekend because of a prank, and it involved condoms. Here's what happened. Hundreds of students actually stood behind the girls and signed a petition urging the school to reverse their decision to not let them walk at their graduation. But the headmaster of Liberty Common High School says the girls They're not telling the whole story here. The girls say they had a box of about 25 condoms, and they put them in select friends' lockers at the school, a total of 9 of them. I guess they thought it was kind of funny. I don't get the whole idea, like reading the story and watching the news clip, but they just thought it was a funny prank. I don't think it's the funniest thing ever. Like, I put a condom in Alex's locker. That's going to get her.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like some typical 18-year-old humor.
Condoms, yeah. Well, somehow, some way, because it's kind of like a, they're also sharing it with like a middle school or younger kids too, this high school does. So somehow, middle school kids got the condoms.
Ooh.
Okay, well, first of all, what's the big ooh? What's the problem with that?
Like, well, the fact that you don't think that there's a problem with that is a problem, but that's a whole nother subject.
Well, no, because it's the whole reason they got expelled. So what's the problem if a middle schooler has their hands on a condom?
Because do you know how young middle school kids are?
Six
Some
to
11
grade.
And 12 years
Six
old.
6th to 8th grade, yes. Yeah. So it's you're telling me a kid shouldn't walk because their condom they brought as a prank to give to their 17-year-old friend. It's like a 13-year-old or 12-year-old gets a condom. Oh, my God. They're like destroys their life.
Wait. I thought that a middle school was 5th and 6th grade because isn't 7th and 8th grade junior high? So they could be as young as 10 years old.
The way I understand it is 1st through 5th is elementary, 6th through 8 is middle school.
It depends
on 12.
I mean,
depends.
I guess it just depends. But
my point is, let's say a 5th grader got their, like somehow
a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old got a condom. Like I do big brothers, big sisters. I have an 11-year-old, mm-hmm. a little guy.
Yeah.
Do I want to? No, would I give him a condom? Hell no. But I don't think at the end of the world, it's like somehow he's like, what's this?
I mean, yeah, like you want to try to avoid somebody? It. And that kid's careless, stupid actions, trying to do this prank or whatever, ended up getting there. That kid's parents may have not been ready yet to be introducing that kind of stuff into his life.
So
that's up to the parents.
All those actions, Alex, you think that means they should not have been allowed to walk at their high school graduation, 12 years of their life taken away, that moment, just because of one dumb decision of not drinking, not smoking weed, doing drugs, but because they put a condom in somebody's locker and somehow a younger kid got the condom?
I mean,
that's what I'm asking. 833-JOE-ALEX. And also, what did you do dumb things that got it so that you couldn't walk at your graduation?
I've heard of worse and worse reasons why kids couldn't walk at graduation. I don't know. I guess it just depends.
Principal Alex, you're on the spot right now. You got Liv the Web Girl. She's trying to be funny, handing out these condoms to
probably
everybody.
Probably no. Probably no.
You wouldn't let her walk?
Probably not.
See,
oh my God!
Now,
are you kidding me?
I think, obviously, the 10-year-old or 12-year-old getting his hands on a condom, yes, you don't want that to happen. Yeah, is it inappropriate for that age of a person to be, you know, handling condoms? Yes, I think so. But I think expelling them and not walking at graduation, that seems a little bit drastic. They were trying to do a prank. And honestly, of all the senior pranks I've heard of, that is a very mild one.
It's mild.
Very mild one, to the point where, like, it got in the wrong hands. That wasn't their intention. Did they probably think about that? No. But expelling them for that is a little drastic. Not letting them walk, that's a little drastic.
833-JOE-ALEX. Here's what like the head principal, the guy there, said. We do not permit or tolerate sexual bullying or targeting children under any circumstances. And there are general rules about disrupting the educational process during the school day. And those are the prevailing rules that are not just school policy. They are state laws that compel an administration to rush to prevent the child victims. Really? The kid that got the condom is a victim? I just want to, does anybody else think the kid's a victim?
I don't. Again, this is just such a weird situation.
It's a piece of latex and plastic.
I know. I don't know. Victim sounds kind of like some kind of act of violence was brought upon them.
Yeah.
I don't think there was an act of violence.
Okay.
But it could have victimized them in a sense that it was traumatizing. Like, they were not ready for that kind of subject material, and now they're thrown into it at a time in their life when they were not emotionally ready or mature enough for
it. I mean, God forbid they opened the condom and put it on their head and blew it up with their nose and got it real big. The fun they would have had.
Okay, like, here's an example of something. When I was in fifth grade, the first time I ever ended up seeing dirty photos was an accident. I had spent the night at a girlfriend's house. We were crawling under her roof, but the way to get there was through her older brother, who was like probably a freshman in high school's room. And when we stepped onto his mattress, it shifted over and there were dirty pictures under his mattress. I had never seen anything like that before. And those images are burned into my memory. I remember the sick feeling, all of it, because just being subjected to that when I was not ready, emotionally there yet. And so, like, I can kind of understand when that type of subject material is kind of thrown at a child that age, like, if that's not something that's regular in their
life.
You're
comparing pornography to a condom, and that's why I don't get
conversation.
It.
Well, so
they're two different conversations, though.
Adversely, when I was in fifth grade, I was at the park with my friends, and we saw a condom just lying on there. It was not used or anything like that, but it was out of the wrapper. And, like, we were with a group of, like, 20 people, and, like, we all thought it was hilarious.
Rebecca's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about these four girls in Colorado were not allowed to walk because of their condom prank that kind of went wrong?
So I definitely think that the whole condom thing is inappropriate and that it can be scarring or the parents can be mad. I definitely agree with that because it should be up to the parents to decide when they should be exposed to that. But I definitely think that they should get to walk because I feel like our culture today is such a cancel culture. Like, you make one mistake and it's like you're done. 12 years of your life, you worked for this, but you did one little thing and we're taking it away from you. Like, we're not allowed to make mistakes anymore. And people get, like, we can't move on from things. Like, okay, deal with it, talk to them, tell them why it was wrong, make sure everybody's okay, but just, you know what I mean? Like, move on and don't take something so big away from someone for something that's a mistake. You know what I mean?
Totally know what you're saying, because you're right, though. Like, one thing, and it's over, especially more and more and more and more. It's like, oh, that's it. Sorry. Right. There's no redemption for you. You have failed. Your time is over. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Jessica this morning. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
So I wanted to comment on the inappropriateness, I guess. I feel like it's better to talk to your kids at an age-appropriate time about sex. So at 10 and 12 years old, we're having kids that are getting pregnant because they're not having the proper education. So I think them getting their hands on a condom is really laying in the hands of the parents who probably need to have very healthy conversations about sex. Like, I mean, I'm a mom, and I definitely, whenever my daughter was very small, I definitely talked about appropriate parts. Like, I would say vulva, I would say vagina, I would say penis.
Wow, Jessica, I feel triggered. You're saying all these real adult words. Stop.
I know,
stop.
Exactly, right?
No, but okay, but we do get you, but in case there are parents in the car that don't want their kids to hear that, whatever. But I get what you're saying. So you're saying that these kids should be allowed to walk then? It's not that big of a deal?
I do think so, because if anything, they're educating people. And I think that there's so many high school kids out there not using protection. If anything, they send out a good message.
Oh, geez.
What?
That's just not, it's not the place of another child to teach another child.
But they weren't trying to teach another child.
I know, but
the
that's...
thing is, Alex, like, who talked to you about sex in school? Like,
my parents.
Your friends probably talked about sex to you in school. So it's not anything different than what's already happening. It's just them emphasizing, like, oh, here's the condom. I don't, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's already happening. They're high schoolers. And if you think that they don't know about sex, then that's insane. My daughter's 11 years old and will be 12, and she has known about sex for a very long time. And other people, the other kids whose parents don't talk to them in a healthy way about sex, they know about it, too, because they ride a bus. They go to school. I mean, they play on the playground. I mean, I remember as young as being a kindergartner, my dad was a single dad, and he didn't really have a proper talk with me. And I had to learn all that stuff from my neighbor who I had a crush on, and she was like, oh, you can't like girls. Here, show her your penis.
Wow.
You know, like,
that's a lot. Hey, Jessica, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We have so many more people that I want to talk to. I guess, you know what? Let's just talk about this actual issue. I mean, if you got a graduation thing, like where you got kicked out of it for sure, but kind of morphed into something else, and I'm cool with that. 833-JOE-ALEX, and let's throw this up. Can we put this up on Facebook? Because it feels like a lot of people are heated about this. We're the Joe and Alex show on radio now. These four girls were not allowed to walk at graduation. They did a prank, which seemed simple enough. They were going to put condoms, for whatever reason, inside of a few of their friends' lockers for the senior prank, and they did that, but somehow these condoms also got into the hands of younger kids that also go to that school, kind of middle school age. And the school found about that, said, that is not cool. You guys are suspended. You're not going to walk. A bunch of people tried to say, no, 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 let them walk. Like hundreds of students said doing that. The parents made an appeal, and the school said, no, absolutely not. That is, you know what, you messed up. We're not going to let you walk at your high school graduation. So kind of wondering what your thoughts are on this one. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Kyle on the Joe and Alex Show. Kyle, what did you want to say, buddy?
So my thoughts on it are it's ridiculous. My son is 13 years old now, and back in fourth grade, they had us sign paperwork so they could have sex education with the children. So it just seems like it's a little blown out of proportion. We're acting like it's 1950. Kids know things now these days.
All right. Hey, Kyle, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Morgan's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Morgan?
Hey, my husband actually teaches junior high here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And they do 7th and 8th grade at his school, and they do sex ed. It's one of the first things they do in 7th grade, right in October at the beginning of the year.
Wow. Okay. And so what, I mean, like, do they actually, like, have condoms in the classroom, like, so they can see them?
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll give anybody who wants to take some home, you can take them home. But I mean, obviously, they usually preach abstinence here. It's a little bit different than, you know, a couple other states where they actually preach safe sex. But to be honest, they want you to know what it is and what its function is. So I don't know why it's such a big deal. I mean, I did sex ed in fifth grade.
You don't see anything wrong with it, Morgan, that these kids doing the prank, meaning well, that it still went to a younger kid. Like, you wouldn't be upset if you had a middle school or maybe an elementary school kid that somehow, because it was like a K through 12 grade school thing, where they actually got their hands on a condom because of this prank, you'd be fine with that?
Really, I think kids are, like a lot of your other listeners have said, kids are going to learn about it through organic means. Responsible parents should be having those conversations with their children, and if it comes up because they brought something home you weren't expecting, then maybe that's your reason to have the conversation with them. I mean, we did much worse things for senior pranks at my school, and none of us got in trouble.
I can tell, Morgan, talking to you, you did some bad stuff back in the day. I can definitely tell you're a troublemaker.
I just feel like a couple things are getting lost here. First of all, of course, someone who is in fifth or sixth grade has probably heard about the birds and the bees and understands it and whatever. That doesn't make this appropriate. Two, it should be a whole nother issue of there even being 11, 12-year-old age kids with 18-year-olds. That's going to cause a whole nother group of problems. Kids shouldn't even be grouped together with that big of a gap.
Some schools do that, though. They kind of do like all-encompassing K through 12.
It's not appropriate. I don't like that. And the third thing is we're also looking at this through the lenses of an adult. So to us, of course, a love glove isn't that big of a deal. It's like, okay, you know,
whatever. You sound
traumatized
by the thought of a condom in a kid. You sound like it really traumatized you or something.
It's not traumatizing. I think it's inappropriate. I'm saying we're looking at it through the lenses of an adult. So we're like, somebody put that in my locker. Like, okay, cool. But to a 12-year-old girl, if she opens her locker and that falls out, that is completely humiliating. And from a social standpoint, she's going to be made fun of. People are probably going to start calling her names. There's going to be rumors spread about her. Like, so those kids, even though it was a prank, they probably jump-started a whole bunch of torture for that girl just because of this thing that was supposed to be an innocent thing.
I think, like, the administration, that's being a little bit, like, overreactive, but that's your opinion. Damien, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
With social media these days, these kids are going to find out one way or the other. I mean, I understand, Alex, where you're coming from as far as saying, like, that you would want the children to be educated on these by their parents, but the reality is, if the parents want to do that, then they're going to need to get ahead of that.
I agree.
And if they're 12, it has already happened, boo. I mean, these days, kids, it's not just like somebody said in 1950. These kids are going to find out at the age of 9, 10, and 11. So if you're not already having those conversations earlier, then
I agree, but I think what everyone is misunderstanding, especially Joe, is that I am saying that the act itself is inappropriate. Obviously, this kid probably has already heard about it before or whatever, but like this just shouldn't have happened. It's still inappropriate, even if that kid does know about the birds and the bees, and it still could have caused other effects.
I guess I'm just not as like upset or triggered about like a condom. I get what you're saying. It'd be funny, like it's not cool if they went up specifically and gave like, hey, little third grader, here's a condom. They wouldn't know what
what it is. But the fact is, these girls did a little stupid prank, which I don't even think the prank was that funny. Sorry, girls. You should be suspended because your prank was lame, or not be able to walk because your prank wasn't that good. You should have stepped your game up. But I don't think it's going to ruin somebody's life. At least I don't view it the way that you're viewing it, like how it'd be traumatic. I don't know. I'm a dude. Maybe if I was a female and I was 13, it would wreck my world. But I don't think at the end of the day this all boiled down to them not being able to walk, and I think that's a huge overstep. I think that's like way, way overreacting to it. Take this to Facebook. Let us know what you think. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or in Houston listening to the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
On an episode of David Letterman's new season of My Guest Needs No Introduction, Ellen DeGeneres revealed she had been sexually abused by her stepfather as her mother after her mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer. Ellen said, "He told me when she was out of town that he'd felt a lump in her breast and needed to feel mine because he didn't want to upset her, but he needed to feel mine to check to see if I had any." She says the abuse escalated, and one night he tried to break down her door, so she broke her own window and ran away.
When you are violated, you don't know what to do, and you don't want to say anything because, first of all, you just are wondering how did this happen? How was I that stupid?
She was 15 at the time and had previously said that she was abused as a teen but never went into details. I think this new season comes out on Netflix on the 31st. Iggy Azalea has quit all social media after nude photos from her GQ photo shoot leaked onto the internet. The photos were from 2016 and were never meant for release. Azalea says she feels blindsided, embarrassed, violated, and angry. She says she will press criminal charges once she knows where the leak came from, and everything is deleted now, I guess, all her pages on social media. Justin Bieber has recently been pulled over by police because he didn't have a front license plate and his window tint was too dark on his Lamborghini. Police, however, did not give him a ticket. They said Justin was polite, cooperative, and respectful and agreed to take care of the car's issues right away. The last time Bieber was pulled over, he received a ticket for driving while being on his phone. So it looks like he is not going back to his bad boy ways.
Come on, Bieber, you got a burnout. Say, come and catch me, cops.
The Duggar family just got even bigger with Jessa Duggar Seawald giving birth to her third child. The Counting On star and husband Ben Seawald welcomed a daughter over the weekend. It is their third child. They also have a 2-year-old son and a 3-year-old son. And Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott plan to get married this summer, allegedly. Sources say it really is bothering Kylie that they had Stormy out of wedlock. And now that things are good between them, Kylie wants to get married this summer in a small, intimate wedding.
Which would cost more than anything any of us could ever afford.
For sure. Coming up in less than an hour, an actor from one of the most popular shows just checked into rehab.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I don't know if this is the scam of the century or if we're getting, like, you know, pulled one over our eyes. This is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex thinks this woman who survived in the wilderness for like 2 weeks is pulling off a huge scam. And I'll let Alex explain why, but here's the gist of the story. A 35-year-old woman said that 17 days ago she was lost in a Hawaiian forest for a spiritual boot camp, and that she was inspired by hundreds of volunteers who worked to find her. The girl's name is Amanda Eller. She's a yoga teacher and a physical therapist. She was found Friday afternoon, kind of after the show was over, in a ravine between two waterfalls. On Tuesday, she spoke to reporters at the Maui Medical Center where she had been treated over the weekend, and she said a bunch of different things. Alex, I think this is where you're starting to think it's more of a scam.
Yeah, so I was one of the first people when I first saw the story within minutes of it breaking. I mean, I was retweeting. I was like, this is so cool, because you know I am a sucker for survival stories. Like, I love this kind of stuff. So I was for sure believing until she started talking about her experience, and I think this is the biggest smoking, steaming pile of BS I've ever heard, and I am telling you, we are going to find out about this.
Now, I want you to listen to what Alex is saying, and when you hear it, 833-JOE-ALEX, call in if you agree with her, or if you think Alex is totally wrong about this, 833-563-2539.
I wish we had some kind of didgeridoo or something, because this woman is just an absolute joke. So when Joe said she went there for a spiritual retreat or whatever.
That, she wanted to retweet things.
Yeah, that was the first sign that something was amiss. So she says,
I don't really know what happened. All I can say is that I got out of my car and I have a strong sense of internal guidance, a voice, spirit. Everybody has a different name for it. My heart was telling me, walk down this path, go left, great, go right. It was so strong. Go left, go right. I'm like, great, this is so strong that obviously when I turn around and go back to my car, it will be just as strong when I go back, but it wasn't. Instead, it took me deeper and deeper into the woods. She said, that sense of pulling together, that sense of community, that sense of like ohana and family that we talk about, that was true aloha. People could have just forgotten about me, but I just am in extreme gratitude for everyone caring so much and allowing me to rededicate the focus of my life and all this. She also said, by the way, she also said she spent the night in a wild boar den and frequently followed their tracks through the forest.
What, you don't believe that?
She said I had such hope in my heart. It was a nice looking boar den. I kept getting warm fuzzy messages like don't go in there or go in here. She would follow their path. She said, oh, by the way, this is the Chinese New Year. This is the year of the boar. I'm a boar. So I'm finding myself sleeping in a boar's home and they were trailblazing for me. Are you joking me? Who believes this?
What do you have against spiritual enlightenment? Like there are people that are yogis and they believe in these things. Like I think it's a whole different way of looking at life.
She
like
said,
spiritual
"I never."
With religion, she likes the yoga kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is crap. She said, "This whole journey was extremely spiritual for me. I never felt alone, and I never felt fearful." If you are lost in the freaking forest for 2 weeks, you are freaking out. You think you are dying.
That's how you
no
would be,
one's
Alex.
Gonna fight
you are paranoid.
That's how anyone normal would feel if this had actually happened to you. Like, maybe for one day you're like, I'm still hopeful, whatever. Maybe three.
You have to have a positive mindset. If you freak out like you're saying everybody should or would, then you're going to die. Maybe her, like, it's cool.
You still have hope, but what I'm saying, her reaction is not normal. Talking about this is my spiritual journey, it's the year of the boar, all this. Like, no!
But some people believe that.
So I don't understand what you don't believe.
The whole thing.
You think she was actually just at home hiding in her closet?
No. Okay, sorry. I think she was in the forest for 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Okay.
I think she on purpose was in the forest for 2 weeks in Hawaii. I think she planned the entire freaking thing, and
so
now
like
she's got like $80,000 in GoFundMe. Explain to me why.
It was for the helicopters that tried to look for her, and she said she tried to come out from the brush when the helicopters, she could hear them, but she couldn't. She said she was dehydrated. She was very like weak and faint.
I bet if we go searching, we'll find some whatever Amos chocolate chip cookies hiding in the bushes.
You are
she
such
is
a hater.
She's got
you
a stack
reek of hateness.
I'm telling you right now, this is a publicity stunt for the ages. She is full of crap.
So 833 Joe Alex, please somebody else tell Alex how wrong she is this morning.
So you almost think she took like a mini vacation.
Yeah, I think that this was all a freaking whole
thing. I can't believe it. She got the crap
beat
out of her.
She wanted to be famous.
She wanted to be famous, so she went and got lost in the woods.
Yes.
Fell 20 feet, bruised and bloodied everywhere, on the edge of death.
Yes.
I did it so I could get attention.
I would love to see the medical records, like if she was actually dehydrated or not.
Of course you are. You're in the woods for 2 weeks in the forest.
I mean, well, if Alex is right and she brought water or had a clean water source.
I'm telling you right now. Just give it time. We're going to start seeing some fishy things come out about this.
I don't know
This is not the first time. I have called out other things like this, and I was right that they were false. There's been multiple things. First of all, I knew that the missing kid in Houston right now, Malia or whatever, I knew her parents were involved.
Well, everybody can suspect that.
They haven't proved that her mom is yet. I have some suspicions about that, but we definitely know the dad was in some way, shape, or form, even though he's not really speaking yet. So I definitely had a feeling about that. There was another thing. There was some like hate crime prank. There's been multiple of those, but there was one in particular that you talked about it. I was like, this is definitely fake. And then it came out later that it was.
Yeah, you thought the Jussie Smollett thing from the beginning was
that
fake.
I knew. Oh, this girl and Jussie Smollett should be BFFs. I was going to say that. Thank you, Liv, for reminding
me. Yeah, she did.
This girl and Jussie Smollett right there. Two peas in a freaking pod, baby.
Yesenia,
they can hang out with the wild boars together.
You're on the Joe and Alex show. 833 Joe Alex. If anybody else wants to join in, what do you think? Do you agree with Alex or are you finally calling her out?
I'm totally with Alex. I think it's a stunt.
Thank
Thank you. See, it's just you use your mind. Nobody is going to be talking
no
like
way.
That.
There's no way. It was too much of a BS.
What do you mean it's BS? She got stuck. She went for a
Here's
walk.
The other
she
thing.
Went the wrong way. She was lost for 2.5 weeks. You were heartless, Yasina. I cannot believe you would even say that.
I agree with her. If you go, you're going to find rappers everywhere.
They have not found rappers. This is what you call fake news. You're just adding things in which are not true. They didn't find any Amos cookies or famous Amos.
No, get out of here.
Get out of here.
For 19 days, how are they going to find the rappers? But if they go and specifically look for them, they will find them.
And you know what else is suspicious?
It's so easy how people fall asleep.
She was just rescued. What was this? I mean,
Friday.
Okay, Friday. She's already, this morning she was like on the Today Show. She's doing all these freaking interviews. And I mean,
she's still beat
really,
up.
If you were gone, if you were in, like, thinking
God,
you were going to die for
2 weeks,
you are going to want to stay home and not change. You don't want to leave your house. You probably want to barricade yourself in your room, and you're going through so much PTSD and trauma. This chick is like, sure, let's do it. Let's
but
go to the Today Show.
That's how you see it. This girl is like a hippie. She's a yogi. She is just like, it was all part of my spiritual plan.
Yeah,
now
she
I
wanted to up her yoga
better.
Business by getting some publicity. That's what it is.
God, you are the biggest hater I've ever heard.
Can I'm
you...
right about this all the time.
You are not.
Yes!
Just because you think you're right doesn't mean you're right.
I'm not just thinking I'm right. I just gave you like 4 examples of how I have been right calling out this fake stuff.
Can you please answer this question for me? You know the picture of her like lost in the woods and like her face is all dirty?
Yes.
How'd she get a picture of that and who took it?
Probably the people that rescued her, I would
exactly.
think, the volunteers.
Publicity stuff.
Dude, I hate you now, too.
So you
I hate
think
you
the people that rescued her are in on it?
Oh, most definitely.
So I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know if the people who rescued her are in on it, but I guarantee you, whether this is a scam or not, she's going to have a book deal within 2 days.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell
just
you right
wait.
Now.
You just wait.
If this is like a brand new trailer for Survivor, I'm going to be pissed. I'm like, that ain't cool.
I'll spell it for you. D-U. M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Cameron Jeffrey Wilson is today's dummy of the day. See, he had a pistol, and he had it tucked in his front pocket, and somehow, some way, the gun went off. Oh,
ooh.
God, not good. It actually sent the bullet through his, well, his nuts. Yeah, exactly. By the way, it's never good to shoot yourself in the junk. Add onto that that he's also a convicted felon. He has 13 felonies, so he's not even allowed to possess a gun. So before going to the hospital for his injury, he dropped the firearm off at a friend's house for safekeeping. I mean, this guy's not a total dummy, right? He at least had a plan. Well, he was rushed to the hospital for surgery. During the surgery, a balloon of marijuana slipped out of his butt. Just came right out of there. And they're like, well, what is this? So, yeah, that's not good. While this was happening, the cops were actually searching his vehicle at the hospital. They found a bag of meth and the bloodstained jeans from where he had shot himself earlier in the day. Now, instead of arresting him at the hospital, officers actually issued an arrest warrant, so he had to turn himself in, which he did do.
Wow. You said that he shot himself in the nuts. Did he shoot himself in the cachoots?
I don't know, Alex. I don't know. Now, when Cameron was being processed at the jail, he was strip searched and a second balloon of marijuana fell out of his butt.
Good grief.
Yeah, once in jail, he asked his girlfriend over the phone to not cooperate with investigators. But here's the thing. The authorities were listening in on the line, so they heard everything he was telling her to do and not to do. This guy's such a dummy. Cameron was charged with possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of meth, possession of a controlled substance in a correctional facility, and 4 counts of tampering with a witness. His bail, he's still in jail, by the way, if you're wondering, is $110,000.
There were balloons, but that's not a party I want to be at.
No, that's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. This story is so incredible. And it'll make you use your sniffer a little bit. A 13-year-old kid recently fell into a coma after he was pulled from a freezing river. This happened in northern England back in February, so a while ago. But he snapped out of it 3 weeks later after his mom sprayed him down with his favorite Axe body spray.
Of course. How old was he?
He was 13 years old.
Of course.
It was his favorite scent. Ooh, hey.
That is so creative, though. What a smart mom.
His mom says she already tried to wake him up by talking to him, by playing his favorite music in the background, which sometimes we've heard in the past that'll help people out. But nothing worked. She didn't know what to do. But as soon as he got a big old whiff of his ex body spray, she says he opened his eyes wide up.
I absolutely love this because it's hysterical and just so interesting.
He came out of the coma on March 7th, and he's still having a few issues with his speech and using his right hand. But otherwise, he's made a full recovery, and the doctors are amazed. He says he's always loved Axe body spray and plans to wear it for the rest of his life after this. He has called it, Alex, his lucky charm.
Oh, that is so cute. Let me tell you, too many 13-year-old boys that run around locker rooms think that Axe body spray is their lucky charm. Ooh, because they use way too much of it. That is a burning memory for me for being in middle school, is just all the Axe body spray. And kind of a scary story also. Two boys that were in my 7th grade class, they were having a sleepover together and did a little bonfire, and one of them threw the empty Axe body spray can into the fire, not knowing like that, you know, it would be flammable.
It exploded,
and the other kid now has is considered legally blind.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so
damn, you brought the room down quickly.
I know. So that kid, so he's fine. Like, he is a functioning adult and all this, but he has to wear glasses, so he still has some of his eyesight. But his sight was damaged so bad that he had to, part of our 7th grade year, go to a school for the blind.
Oh my!
Isn't that nuts? So
that is insane. You
have big history.
No kidding. I still say wear the Axe body spray. That stuff is good. It's not so much.
Old Spice smells the best to me. If
really?
We're going to talk about deodorant sprays and stuff.
I have some questions about this.
All right.
Now, what's this say about the mom's voice? Because allegedly...
She said she talked to him, pork chop, and it didn't work.
No, I'm saying, what's this say about that? Because allegedly, if the Axe body spray woke him up because like it's his favorite, like why couldn't his mom's voice have woken him up?
Because everybody's different.
Every kid can't stand their mom's voice, because usually their mom's voice is yelling at him to wake up, go to school, clean your room.
Yeah, if my mom was yelling at me, I'd pretend to be in a coma. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this lady. Yeah, buddy. That's it for a Wednesday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything, check it out online, joeandalexshow.com or radionowindy.com. It all goes to the same place. That's our blogs and everything else, like podcasts and things that happen on the show, like Dummy of the Day, The Garbage, Joe's Need to Know News. It's all there for you. Alex, what do you got going on today with your Wednesday?
I'm filming something for Comcast about being a child advocate. So I'm going to head over. I think it's like the Indiana State Museum or something like that. I don't remember where we're filming. So it's somewhere downtown. I have to go do that for a little bit, which I'm excited about. And then speaking of my case, I have a meeting. I have a visit to observe with my case today.
That is awesome. Live the Web Girl, you're acting really excited.
Yes, I just found out my sister literally, like right this second, just had her baby. It's a healthy baby boy.
Yeah!
Its name is Mason Anthony. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm going to start crying.
Aw, so exciting.
Wow. So are you going to get pregnant today, or what are you going to do?
No, absolutely not. This is the benefit of my sister's constantly having kids. I can hold off for way long because anytime like I want to be surrounded by kids that love me, I just go around them. Then once they start crying, I can just give them back.
Yeah,
so
away.
Scale of 1 to 10, how shocked is your family that she didn't give birth to an asparagus?
I would say about a 12, but we're still excited.
Disappointed. Still excited. You're not mad. You're just disappointed. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations to
little
you and
Mason.
Your family. Pork chop.
Yes.
Our own little asparagus.
I got my last day of training at the new serving job today.
Are they going to make you shave your beard? Do they have any like things like that, rules?
They do have a beard rule. It's just it can't be in the tiny stubble stage. So mine is like just perfect. I can't go any shorter.
Can I have a beard this long there or no? Mine's really long.
No, it needs to be like clean and neatly shaven.
Wow.
But like mine, like neatly trimmed.
See if they'll get me as an employee. You're missing out.
Mm. Yeah, right. They'd get little beard hairs all in their mashed potatoes.
Ew. And there's something wrong with that?
Disgusting. And it'd probably look like something else with how scraggly and weird your beard looks.
I don't even know what you're referencing,
Somebody Liv. Just commented on our Instagram and said, the beard is not working for you, Joe.
Well, that's cool.
Oh.
Who are they? Let's call them out.
I don't know. I don't remember their name.
Because I'll come after you and your family. I have a special set of skills. All right. Hey, check this out. You can join me and Live the Web Girl today. We will be drinking and celebrating the birth of her little nephew. We're going to be hanging out at Live After 5 today. It's going to be in my neck of the woods. We're going to be at Cholita Tacos, 1001 Broad Ripple Avenue. It goes from 5 to 7:30. We have different people that are speaking. You get to network. You get to mingle, exchange business cards. Heck, consider it like a business Tinder or a Bumble. Maybe you just go there today. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but it's always fun, and it'd be great to see everybody out there tonight from 5 to 7. You can also search for our Live After 5 events online at RadioNowIndy.com or to search on Facebook, too, but there's a lot of people going to this one, so look forward to seeing you there, and it'll just be nice to have a drink and relax. They got like a cool little patio, so make sure you make plans to join us for that. And also looking ahead till tomorrow, too, our first ever Yappy Hour is going to be so awesome at White River State Park. We're so excited about that.
You, your pets, booze, it's the best of both worlds.
I would concur. So, all right, well, I'm also getting out of here. I got my mattress that's supposed to be delivered between 1 and 5, kind of like the cable company. You have to be there waiting. So I really got to get out of here because I want to get that new bed and sleep in it, break it on in. We can't do any of that, though, unless we say goodbye. So, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.